What's up, everyone? This is JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope you're doing well, you and your loved ones. And on tonight's episode, I really want to go ahead and share with you these two scriptures, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, and 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Again, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, 2 Corinthians 1, 20. And so let's go ahead and just read Isaiah 30, verse 15 first. It says, "This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says, and repentance and rest is your salvation, and quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it. And repentance and rest is your salvation, and quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it." So the Lord is showing there's a correlation between repentance and rest, right? And he's showing us repentance and rest together brings about salvation. Now, although this text is before Jesus, right? Before Jesus came to the scene, we understand, again, we attain salvation because of our faith in Jesus Christ, because we believe indeed that he died for us and he rose from the grave. Amen. But we can still apply this principle to our lives, even as Christians. And repentance and rest is your salvation. At times, if we feel unrested, overwhelmed, it could probably mean that we need to repent about something. At times when we are stressful, it could mean that we haven't rested enough. And so it is God's will for us as his people to rest. God doesn't want us to feel overwhelmed. God doesn't want us to feel as though the weight of the world is on our shoulders, right? Although we know that this life has many troubles, although we know there's certain things that is out of our control, but God doesn't want you to not enjoy, right, the blessings that you have in Christ Jesus. I like the second portion of the scripture as well. It says, "In quietness and trust is your strength." In quietness and trust is your strength. On this podcast, we greatly encourage you to master your trust in the Lord. And the scripture even tells us that those who trust the Lord, they are blessed, right? And so as you trust the Lord, even when your circumstances has not changed, God himself, because he sees that you trust him, he will supply to you the strength, right? So your trusting in God is increasing strength in you. Amen. So this is very important for us to know. Now, the second scripture I want to go ahead and read with you tonight is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. And this is what it says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." Why am I reading the scripture for you tonight? Why am I sharing it? Because, y'all, sometimes, even though we know the word of God to be true, we don't fully embrace the fact that literally every promise that the Lord has mentioned in his word, we now have access to because of whom? Because of Jesus. You see, Jesus did not just die for our sins, but Jesus also died so that we may be free, right? So that we may walk in freedom, so that we may have grace, right? So that we may have, again, peace, joy, right? Rest in God. And so if we find ourselves not being fully rested, if we find ourselves feeling weary, feeling worrisome, feeling anxious and all of these things, these are indications to us that we need to fully embrace the promises of God. How can we fully embrace the promises of God? We receive them and we live it as so. If it is God's will indeed for you to be at peace, you pray. And you pray to God to grant you this peace, but you fully just receive it because it's already yours, right? It's already yours. Why? Because it is already a yes from God in Christ Jesus. And so what the enemy will do will make you believe as though you don't have access to these promises. You don't have access to these blessings, but you do. If you have made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, it doesn't matter what you've done. If you, again, repent, right, of your sins, like we read in Isaiah 30, verse 15, God himself is telling his people, in repentance and rest is your salvation. And so there's always, y'all, there's always hope in the Lord. It's never a time where you feel as though there's no hope. There's always hope in the Lord, because again, God has already made the way by providing his son Jesus Christ in order for you to obtain every single promise that he has made. Do you feel as though you are lacking in joy right now? Guess what? Joy is already yours in whom? In Christ Jesus. Now, sometimes it's easier said than done, right? You may not feel joyful, but you can embrace the fact it is yours. And you could literally ask God and say, God, I receive the promise of joy. I receive the promise of peace, because Jesus, he is the one that has granted me access to these blessings, because he died so that I may have them. Jesus is the one who has given us full access to the promises of God. And we could be encouraged by this. And so I want to encourage you again, as we shared in the previous episodes, as you deny yourself, remember that denying yourself doesn't mean that you shouldn't, you know, embrace the things of God, meaning like the blessings of God and enjoying your life. Denying yourself just means that you recognize that you are, because he is. You recognize that God is the ultimate prize. And the more that you deny yourself, the more that you make space for God to inhabit you and to inhabit every area of your life. And by denying ourselves, we're able to fully immerse ourselves as well in the promises and in the blessings that we have in Jesus Christ. And so even when you perhaps feel as though these things that I'm saying, they're out of reach, you may say, man, I have so many things on my mind, so it's almost as if I don't have rest, right? I don't have peace. But guess what? You don't have to strive to attain them. They are already yours in Christ Jesus. And you have the access right now to ask God to bless you with them even now, because it's God's will indeed for you to receive them. And so I pray that you guys were greatly encouraged by this episode. Know that I'm praying for you. Know that, again, God sees you. God cares for you. And, you know, whatever it is that God has declared over your life, it shall be so. Just continue, again, to trust in the Lord, wait on the Lord, praise him again as you're waiting for him to intervene on your behalf concerning whatever it is that you're believing for him to do. But ultimately, remember that he is your ultimate blessing. He is your ultimate prize. And God, more than anybody else, he wants you to be free. He wants you to be, embracing again all the promises that he has already given you in Christ Jesus. And remember, y'all, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care.